Hey everybody, it's episode 22, I think. Stop making noise!
I ripped the bag!
Hey guys, it's episode 22, I don't know what's happening.
Welcome back.
I think it's gonna be a good episode.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here today.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was listening to
you. Yeah, Eric's here too. Look, we got almost the whole gang back together.
Let's go!
Click on that link I sent you.
Later.
No.
We're busy. No. Stop! We're trying to make a podcast!
We can make podcasts and listen to Ear Rape at the same time.
I will say, hamburger.
Because if I click on the link, then it's going to play in the podcast. Okay.
Nice.
All right. How's everyone been?
Not swell.
I've been good until this morning when I learned I have to remake my Twitch account. But other than that, I've been great.
That's oddly the same thing I have to do.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because you told me I had to.
Pog champ.
Bog. Welcome to the bog. It's always nice and swell.
I've been doing soccer a lot and I'm tired.
Soccer, you.
Yeah, basically. Because the coach, the first few practices, they always, like all coaches, they're like, you're so bad.
Yeah.
That would make you like, yeah.
That sucks.
It be like that sometimes.
That's why I'm not in organized sports.
Organized sports, more like organized crime.
Same.
Am I right? God, they're having us sell cookies.
Cookies?
We're doing this fundraiser, and this lady... Oh my god,
I want cookies.
We're all sitting on the grass... And she's just talking for literally 45 minutes about, like, fundraiser stuff.
Ugh.
Like, we've all been doing fundraisers since we were, like, 8. Like, you know how to do it.
Yeah.
You get stuff signed, whatever. And she just kept talking, and she talked so slow. She was like, well, if they want to order online, then they go online and order online. And then, like, oh my god. She just talked really slow.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, I really do.
How to not knit.
So, yeah, I have...
Thomas.
I don't know. I haven't been doing anything.
Did you see Joe Biden announced his running mate?
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, stupid cop. That's all I know.
Isn't that the chick that didn't want guys out of prison because of free labor?
Hey, we should not talk about politics.
No, I wasn't segueing into that. I was just like...
Yes, you're correct. I don't like her, but it's okay.
Yeah, she's like a dirty little piggy. I don't like anybody.
Joe Jorgensen is the only like sane person.
Yeah,
even then, it's a stretch.
Maybe like Howie as well. Maybe like those two are the only hope.
Huh?
Your maybe only hope.
It'd be like that.
Politics.
So,
just before we started recording,
we were like going insane.
It was so funny.
It was amazing. All right, let's just go back to whatever we were doing before then. I mean, before now then. That
was
so
funny.
Something
funny, and I can't remember.
We'll figure it out real quick.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, you see? You better figure it out.
School. That's a thing.
Yeah, school's a thing.
Are y'all going in person?
No.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How are you not going in person?
I thought you said you were doing all online too.
I don't believe you.
Okay. I literally called the school to set it up.
I did too, but the classes I wanted to take, I couldn't take online.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm just taking some dumb random stuff because it's better than going in person.
I'm just going in person because coronavirus isn't real, so.
Great. Now I'm the only one.
Great.
I mean, I'll be there first block, but other than that, I'm out.
I actually won't be there first block.
Wow, that's
unless I wanted to, I could just, like, go into, oh, it's the fucking class called VP2. I could just, like, go in there, I guess, if they let me.
Okay.
But besides that, I don't have first block either quarter, semester, wow. Whatever.
Wow. So I'm just wow. All alone now. Wow.
What class are you taking?
I thought we were going to be special. I don't know. I have to call Miss like today.
Oh my god.
I thought we were going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm taking the classes that we talked about. The business, tech, science, technology.
I am too, one. But they're online.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You're I literally capping. Have it online.
It's third block. It's your cabin.
Bro,
capping.
I will get the list. I will go get my list and
oh my god, the quiet kid's
you.
Getting his list. Everyone fucking run.
Not that list.
Silly Robert.
Hold on.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
So what list? I'm once again curious. I was going.
Oh, there's this business science technology class or something that I'm taking in person that allegedly you can take online.
Allegedly.
Yeah. He went to go find the list. Whatever he says, I'm just going to say, I don't believe you. Oh, here it comes.
Okay, trying to find the list.
Hey,
but I find
welcome
it.
Back. Oh, yeah. So basically, it's not online is what you're saying.
Yes, it is. I can guarantee you it is. I literally have it on my schedule.
I don't believe you.
Oh my god. Yeah, whatever. Pee pee poo poo. You think they're gonna cancel sports?
Yeah.
I don't think they are.
I think
they're just gonna
eventually.
Do conference only, unless it gets extremely worse. And
oh cool, our power school accounts are disabled as well.
I'm disabled.
Yeah, you are. It
should be a
I have seven sorry. Followers.
It should be a crime to be this cool.
Yeah, you're right. Heavy breathing intensifies.
It should be a crime. No laws when you're drinking claws.
That's the truth. That's the kabooth. Whoop-a-boop-a-bra-pa-pow. Why does it claim I have 8 followers? I don't have 8 followers. Unless I have 8 followers, that would be nice.
Can I use a keyboard to play Rocket League? Because if so, yes. I'm about to ball.
That's how I do it, because I'm a cool kid.
I don't play Rocket League because I'm straight.
Okay. Wait, no you're not.
Implying that you are gay.
Okay.
That was creative. How long did it take you to come up with that one?
Pop.
I ever since I changed my profile picture to a picture of a naked mole rat, I've just been acting like a naked mole rat. I don't know how to describe it. I've just like the energy.
What's that new
I've taken
Microsoft browser Edge. There we go. It's so edgy. Okay.
It's not new. What do you mean
Quentin.
New?
Figure it out a thing.
What's that new console, the Nintendo?
Nintendo SNNNS.
The SS Nintendo.
What were you saying, Eric?
Guess what?
What?
If you change your username on your main account in 6 months, you can change your old account to your new account. That makes sense.
Yeah, it could, months. But like, I don't really care that much.
At that point, you would have made a following base around your new account.
Well, no, but...
Honesty is the best policy.
I'm an honest human. Wrong.
Dude, remember Honest Kids?
Yeah.
The juice box? Juice
I still
pouches?
Have some.
Yo! That's crazy.
Remember that
the good old
one,
days.
Like that like week that you guys were here and you just like sucked dry like 2 million.
You had like 4 cases and we left and you had 0.
Yeah.
We were the honest kids.
I mean, we needed to get rid of them, so.
And Chase was
out.
Playing the the recorder at like 2 a.m. and he woke your dad up.
Yeah.
The look on his face, dude. He was like, oh.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
The golden age.
Yeah, I was like out in the kitchen and then I walked in and I'm like,
I want to have another Nerf war.
Yeah, me too.
What are we going to do for a senior prank this year, boys?
Did they have one last year? COVID.
No, because they didn't have a fucking senior year last year.
Give everyone cocaine? That's a good one. We should do that.
I do like that one too, actually.
Honestly, I'm not opposed to it. I think we should go for it.
No, hear me out.
I think meth would be easier to obtain, though.
I have two ideas. The first one is you get, like, thousands of, like, red Solo cups and fill them with water and just place them all over the floor. And then, because then it's like, you have to, like, oh no, it spilled water. So what? Pranked!
I inconvenienced you by making the floor wet.
Do you have any better ideas?
No.
You get the whole senior class together.
Turning the bed of our trucks into a pool and just kind of sitting outside.
I don't have a truck.
None of us three have trucks.
I'm looking at a truck.
Well, that's not I'm having a truck. I'm looking at a computer, but do I have one? Yeah, I do.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you. Okay? That hurt my feelings.
No, it didn't.
You're right. Yeah. That's fair.
You could, like, get the whole senior class together and meet up, like, at like 8:30 or something.
We could have a demolition derby in the parking lot.
No, that'd be fucking lit. We could all storm the building naked and covered in oil.
Let's not do that one.
We need someone on the inside to make the floor all oily, so we just slip around.
Yes, we need.
We could burn the school down.
It would be like that movie. You know the one.
We could reenact Carrie.
The movie where it's like they're all like covered like Cars 2.
What does that have to do with naked oil?
Wait, what do you mean? Have you not seen the movie? Yeah, whatever. Anyways, it would be like that. And we would be like slipping and sliding and like groping.
Okay, yeah, I'm out. That's grappling, a hard no sorry. For me, boys.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
That's It'd a be hard so wacky. No for me.
What if we just like planted some bombs?
We could do like know those like inflatable balls that like you put in and then like you run around and you run into stuff and then you like fall. What if everyone put those on and then we had like a massive like pinball fuckery in the comments?
Yeah. Put links to like your everyone Twitch just... in the Discord so I can follow it.
What?
Put links to your Twitches in Discord.
Why? Why? Clinton?
I don't have a
why
who
because Twitch? Disappear in a day?
Oh no, not your old one. I'm creating my new Twitch.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Okay.
Anyways, we need to have a good senior prank. I think this should be the focal point of the episode, right?
Okay.
We need to brainstorm. What's something that's funny and prank? What's
opposite of you. Ha 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 ha.
No.
What if we like
poisoned the cafeteria food.
Set up a band in the commons.
Okay, so this is getting kinda on the terroristy side, and I'm not sure I vibe with that.
Okay, and they're like faculty. They aren't like real people, so it doesn't matter.
Yikes.
That's a joke. I respect my elders sometimes.
No, he doesn't.
I don't actively disrespect them. Only passively. My passive disrespect.
My passive
is that
disrespect.
Like 16?
A dog. I'm a dog.
Oh, we could get dogs. Oh, did you see they're shutting down the animal shelter?
Yeah.
Really? Cool. I mean, wait.
And, the animal control guy doesn't have a job anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it
Why?
Makes sense, so...
No.
Oh, because they have to cut, like, millions and millions of dollars
oh,
from the
yeah,
budget.
You're right.
And
I still
like,
feel
animals!
Like animal control!
Ha no!
Nah,
yeah,
I
they're,
just...
like, feral, so who cares?
Yeah, I just feel like animal control is one of those things that you can't just be like, you know what, let's cut it! Like,
Well, what else are you gonna cut?
literally anything else.
Like what?
Half the jobs. People don't need
for
money.
Half the jobs for what?
Just get rid of the whole fucking city council. Get rid of the whole ass city council.
There's only like 8 of them.
Some problems, but okay.
There's like 12 of them, like including.
Get rid of the mayor.
That I'm down for.
Get rid of the county clerks. Fire a couple police officers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Get rid of
abolish the police.
Get rid of the fire department.
Versus like
abolish the police.
Get rid of the healthcare system.
I think those are more important than the that's not funded by the city.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I think out of all those things, like the animal shelter makes sense for the one for it to be defunded.
Okay, I could maybe agree with the animal shelter, but not the animal control officer.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because we have a lot of strays and shit around here.
That is true.
Yeah. Budget cuts, man.
Buggy guts.
Ooh, what if we just like embezzled? That could be our senior prank. We just embezzled from the school. No, that'd be so epic. Can you imagine? Like, oh my god, we're bankrupt. who did this? who did this? And I go back through like the records, and it's like, I've been taking out like 30 cents, like every single like twice a day, you know, something like that.
Okay. Sure.
I keep thinking of pranks, but I realize they're just like domestic terrorists. Like I was like arson. I was like, no, wait.
Yeah, none of these are pranks.
This is just terrorism.
Is this pranks?
You guys aren't helping. I'm having to carry the team right now. Okay.
Okay. What if we sent like 2 million glitter bombs? I don't know.
Ooh,
is that
glitter.
Something
people
do?
I like that glitter.
Yeah,
glitter.
See?
You can buy it in like huge amounts.
Like how much is
okay,
huge?
Yeah. Planting bombs, okay.
So you guys know the paint bombs from like Color Runs, right?
Go
paintball.
On.
We'll sit outside school property so it's not illegal, and we'll just shoot in as they enter the
and
building.
And if the cops show up, we'll shoot them too. ACAB.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Poor resource officer just being shot at for no reason.
Just like, God, I just wanted to like sit around in school all day. Yeah. It'd be like that. Okay.
All right. So like vandalism, that's always funny. And it's not really terrorism, right? It's just like so what's like funny vandalism, right? We could just put hot dogs in strange places.
Good.
No, hear me out. It's cheap and it's really easy for anyone to do. You can just like shove it like under tables and lockers, like in those like in between the walls or the ceilings, like in between the ceiling tiles.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
And we could get one for every student in our grade.
Yeah, you can just like put them places.
Ooh, we could get like 20 piglets.
Attach it to the ceiling fan. And
we
then
get
like
20 pigs, right? Like piglets. Number them, but like skip a number every once in a while.
Not funny. I saw that on Reddit.
It's still funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know like senior pranks were a thing, so I don't really know.
I still don't.
That means they haven't been very good, right? So we have to go big
exactly.
Or go home.
Yeah, we have to make sure everyone hates
like,
our class.
What before. Even have been any of the others in the past?
What even have been any of the others?
Yeah, I know, it sounded weird, but it...
God, you're so good at English.
It made sense in my
Did
mind.
Did you major what? In English?
Ooh, it makes sense, doesn't it?
No, it does
yes,
not.
Yes, it does!
Okay, screaming
Anyways,
at me does not make it make sense.
I don't
Think
know.
About
I
it.
I didn't live here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe you.
Popular senior.
Well, we can't just steal one.
All right.
I mean, we could.
Okay.
The two... what? Oh, 10,000 business cards with our class on it. That's pretty cool. Eh. The ill-advised, probably racist prank.
Go on.
It doesn't give any context. It just says... Oh,
it's probably
context.
Blackface.
Hold on.
Oh.
Kidding our face... Two watermelon.
All right, you can stop. That's too much.
Yeah. No.
That's not even
a funny prank. That's just 700 watermelons.
It's like the math equation.
It's like How would you even procure 700 ripe watermelon?
You go straight to the farm.
I feel like that would be a funny prank, putting like a strange object in strange places.
Yeah. What if we sabotage the construction equipment that's building the new arena or whatever it is?
It's, okay. It's a little bit on the terroristy side themselves. Again.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could just, if we could, like, figure this out, we could just put, like, dye, like, food dye in the water.
I thought you meant, like, write dye on the walls.
No, like, put, like, dye but in hot the dogs. Water, so it's, like, every day it's a different color or something. Okay. I don't know. That wouldn't be very funny.
You're right.
That'd just be like, wow, that's green. Cool.
Wow.
We could burn the library. See, this one dude did that. He was this really cool dude. He's from Germany, but he did that, and he did it really good. It was really funny. It was a good
I think
prank.
We should just carry people's cars around and put them in random places.
Carry what? Just pick up the, like, how?
If we got a huge group of us, just pick up the car and walk away with it.
Yeah.
We could take up as many parking spaces as possible with our little group. Like, take
That's
up an
like,
entire...
What, like,
it's an
double?
Asshole move. No, like, I'm talking park sideways, take three slots with every car. Like,
mean,
parallel park that bitch.
We could, but, like, why?
Inconvenient.
It needs to be funny, not annoying, right?
Yeah. What if
That's
we...
That's problem.
What if we... What if we, What if we...
You just get balloons and put them in places where the ceiling's really high.
What if we bought one of those... playgrounds, like, you know, the like modular playgrounds you get from Lowe's, and like,
oh yeah,
drove it into the like field in the back or in the parking lot and
assembled
just set
it
up
in the
yes.
school.
Oh yes,
we break into
and then
the
we
school.
Have recess.
Oh my god, what if we turn the parking lot into like a little fair with like bouncy houses and playground shit and stuff?
Yo, I like this train of thought.
Like,
you could assemble could assemble a treehouse in the gym.
Okay, I like it.
No, wait, this could work.
I do, like, I genuinely like it.
You know that back door that goes out to the pit by the gym? Like, you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
and I could probably get Coach to open it up for us.
Or just, like, stay after school a little bit and put, like, a piece of cardboard where it closes. So it'll stay open and then come back in like late at night with like, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And then just like work through the night, set it up in the middle of the gym.
I mean, that's breaking and entering, but I like it.
Not if you don't get caught.
They have cameras. It most certainly is breaking and entering.
We'll just dress up. Everybody choose a person you hate, study them and dress up like them.
Hey, Cooper, how tall are you? Sorry, I saw the opportunity for a perfect attack.
Wait, what? Cooper. Silence. Wait, I'm confused. What were you comparing him to? Wait,
he said study someone that you hate, and I was like, hey, Cooper, how tall are you? Cooper died.
I don't get
hello?
It.
Hello.
I burned him. I was studying him so that I could imitate him and dress up as him.
Oh, because he hates me.
Yeah, and that was the joke. But I don't really hate him because he's a homie.
Yeah, it's like a double entendre. Mm. Entendre.
Bomi. The entente?
What? Yeah.
The triple entente?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we should do that. Okay. And then we can be like, but we need to be like careful.
What if
like,
we swapped like, senior classes with a whole fucking school?
I think logistically and also like pandemically, not a good idea.
I mean, that would be cool, but...
That would be cool. Just like pick someone and swap their schedule and be like, oh, I'm Kevin, you know, the senior. Yeah. I've been going here for 4 years. Liberty or whatever.
Liberty or whatever. It's fucking Blue Springs.
Liberty.
You think? I don't think.
Me neither. Hey, skra skra. Oh, yeah. Hey, sara sara. Whatever will be. Hey, sara sara. What's happening?
Oh, you know what'd be a good senior prank? You like you get this teacher that you don't like, and you like you try and get them fired for child porn. Like you keep like flirting with them, and
think that'd be quite funny. I think that's ruining someone's life.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that funny.
It's like that scene from The Joker. It's like, that's not the type of humor we do here. No? Okay.
No. I got your reference. I just once again did not think it was that funny.
I relate to The Joker on a lot of levels. Me and him are very alike.
I don't.
We I'm joking. I don't.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Oh,
to
fuck. That's funny.
Thank you.
No, they took. Okay.
No, not you.
A thing. And they took screwdrivers to the school and randomly unscrewed things over the course of the entire school year. Only things that, like, the screws wouldn't ruin it. And then they just gave a bucket of screws to the principal with no context.
The principal?
The principal.
Put into the bubble. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
We could slowly start replacing the chairs with, like, other chairs. Like, from the lunchroom, just take a chair and replace it with, like, a lawn chair. And then replace it with, like, a stool. Like, a hodgepodge.
Like a bunch of camping chairs.
Like a bunch of random garbage, you know? And just slowly start replacing them.
It's just a bar stool that's, like, taller than the fucking table.
Someone gets a rolly office chair. I think that would be pretty cool. And then at the end of the year, you just dump all the chairs in the parking lot. Not, like, dump, but, like, strategically, like, place them everywhere.
Huh. That's interesting. I just don't know how logistically seniors paid a company to move a big boulder in front of the main entrance to the school.
Boulder?
Yeah, like a giant fucking rock.
Yeah, that's what a boulder is.
They didn't like move Boulder, Colorado.
It's a rock. I mean, we could.
It's a big, beautiful rock. The pioneers used to drive these babies for miles. No? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, more like yeehaw, cowabunga. Bum 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 ba dum bum ba da da dum.
Oh, I was thinking, I'm pretty sure I said this last episode, but Eric wasn't here. When school starts, I'm gonna bring like one of those little like squirt water bottles. Like that you like squirt at your cats when they're being mean.
Right.
I'm just gonna squirt it at people without a mask.
That's smart. I like that.
Just like you're dumb.
Yeah.
That's copyright.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it? It didn't sound quite right anyway, so.
Right. And just reading through some of these are really fucking funny.
Mom, Eric.
They listed the principal house for sale.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then scheduled an open house on the day and time of the ceremony.
It's pretty epic, dog.
They redid the floor in one of the rooms with pennies.
Ooh, what? Penny. Oh, what's something? Penny. What's that thing that's like really hard to pick up off the ground? Razor blades. We could put a bunch of.
Hold on, maybe there's something a little bit better.
Yeah, maybe. Hmm.
Paper. No, wait. Wax paper.
What's that?
We could toothpaste. All skip class and do a tailgate out in the parking lot.
Glass toothpaste. Circles.
What?
Toothpaste?
Glass circle? Yeah, toothpaste.
About you know,
like you could just you could like put it in wacky places. Like, oh my god, why is there toothpaste in my whoa.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ, that's a lot of forks.
Oh yeah, we could just impale forks into the walls and the ceilings.
Well, football,
you know, those
field.
Popcorn ceilings.
Oh no. Don't eat the popcorn.
Okay.
You know those popcorn ceilings? Okay.
E-I-O,
What was I saying? What's happening? Okay, what if we broke?
I don't believe you.
You don't?
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Eric's like reading the news in the corner. Yeah. He's like, oh, that Garfield.
Just got a rolled up newspaper.
Oh, Izzy the Pinhead or whatever the heck his name is back at it again.
Oh, that's a good one. Are you going to read it or should I read it? Huh? All right, guess I'll read it.
What?
Weeks of hushed conversations. Rumors spread. Administrators got wind of it. Started asking questions. What is Operation Catfish? When will it take place? Who is responsible? No one broke. This was to be the greatest prank in the history of the county. The day came. The plans were set. Teachers posted throughout the halls like sentries. Nothing happened. We catfished them.
Oh my god, I just had the best idea!
Oh,
okay, but you remember that, okay, remember in government, right? Mr. there was that one movie about the, they built Nazi Germany in their classroom.
The Wave, yeah.
Yes, The Wave! We need to do that.
What? I don't know what you're talking
about. You don't
about.
Remember The Wave?
I might have not been there.
You were there. I remember you were there.
What was, yeah, what was I made a The joke Wave? To
you. The Wave.
It was a movie?
Yeah, where they like they imitate the teacher was like, I'm gonna teach you about Nazi Germany in the best way possible. So he like made them into Nazi Germany.
I might have fallen asleep.
I can send you a podcast about it that goes into even more detail.
So what you're saying is we should instill Nazism into our school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
The only problem with these pranks is it has to be, like, easy enough that, like, a whole class can do it without, like, insane amount of cohesion.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm in a goddamn nursing home, dude. It's like I'm in a veteran's home, dude. I'm like, what did you have for breakfast today, Grandpa? Huh? What? Oh, Raisin Bran. Oh, that's good. How have you been lately? Who? Who?
Oh, fuck. I mean, it is. You're right. I'm really distracted.
What if we released a bunch of fucking cockroaches into the school?
Grandpa, please. It's been years. Wake up. Wake up. Huh?
I'm gonna die.
Why'd you just make like a cum noise?
I can't what? Breathe.
Yeah, cockroaches are pretty epic. I'm pretty sure there's already a bunch in the school already, though.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm dead.
I remember I was at school. I don't know when or where. But this huge ass bug, like, huge, like, crawled out of the trash can. Like, maybe the size of, like, your foot. Like, I don't know what it was, like, huge. And everyone was, like, running and screaming. It must have been, like, when we were younger, I guess. And this one kid just walks up to it and he has a lunch tray and he starts beating the shit out of it with his lunch tray. Like, whacking it all over the floor.
That's incredible.
How long have we been struggling to communicate?
40.
You know, the last time. Oh, that reminds me.
Huh?
God damn. I don't know if you were trying to do that, but. All right, Gam Gam, eat your mashed potatoes. You know, I think those Negroes don't deserve.
No, okay, let's tone her down a bit.
Okay, Gam Gam.
Why do you sound like you're crying over there?
I am! My eyes are literally teared up.
He's having PTSD flashbacks.
I have a massive senior prank. What if we just, like, made the pandemic worse?
That's not what I thought you were going
to
say.
What if we, what'd you, huh?
Made the pandemic worse.
Oh, yeah. How? We could, like, get a senior who has COVID and just sneak him in and have him, like,
what if we put their saliva in a spray bottle?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's one of those, biological, like, germ, warfare.
It is.
Germ, the circles, the germ circles. You know what
I'm talking
about.
We can be bioterrorists.
The germ circles, the
traits,
the petri
petri dishes. Fish?
Yeah, just have them sneeze into it so it, like incubate, and then yeah.
We could release it into the air vents.
I like it. Again, a little bit more on the terrorist side, but.
Well, I feel like it's all on the terrorist side. It's probably not a good thing to say.
Oh, we could, like, steal all the cops' tasers and, like, taser the cops.
Huh?
Cooper, do you have. Are you okay? Do I need to speak with somebody?
Hamburger.
Bamburger.
No, that's not a response.
We built a pillow fort in one of the hallways. That's pretty good. You could, like, hole up in, like, a corner and be like, no girls allowed.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
And then, like, as in response, the girls could make one and be like, no boys allowed. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
You should read the one I just sent.
And then we could get, like, Nerf guns and shoot each other.
And then get shot by the police.
Exactly. Why does it always end in getting shot by the police?
Oh, the Nerf gun. I saw this YouTube video. Where the seniors did this thing. They got into groups of like 4 or 5. Uh-huh. Like you got into your own group. And you signed up and you had a group name. And it was a tournament. So it'd be like head on head, one group versus the other group. And basically your goal was to shoot the other group with a Nerf gun. And if you got hit, you're out. And whoever has the most people alive at the end of a week progresses to the next level of the tournament. And like safe spots would be inside your own home and inside school. But those were the only safe spots. Or there was this one rule where if you stripped down to only your underwear, you were considered invincible.
I remember that story. Yes, I remember that story. I also done did the read. We should fucking do that.
That would be pretty epic.
Huh?
The only problem is like the only problem is social distancing and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that just allows for more stock. I mean, hunting.
Ooh, yeah. I think that would be fun. It'd be kind of hard to organize, but I think it'd be cool if it's possible.
You just come out of Walmart and you get fucking plastic.
You're just in Walmart and someone walks up behind you and said, nothing personal, kid. Just caps you right in the back of the head.
That would be pretty awesome.
For the glory of God. Just like
For the glory of Jobison.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What?
Joe Six Biden! Super Tyrannus. It just got really quiet.
Yeah.
I've actually low-key just been reading
about sniffing kids. Yeah.
No. What?
Oh, just me.
I've been low-key setting up my Twitch account again.
What rhymes with prank?
Crank. Christmas with the cranks.
You.
Boom.
Soldier boy. So. I think my favorite part of world history of all time is when Soulja Boy tried to sell a console and got thrown in jail.
Yeah, I mean, he deserved it. Did y'all ever see the console? It was the dumbest thing.
Wasn't it like literally just like an off-brand Game Boy DS?
Yeah. It was just some like Chinese like.
It was the worst thing ever.
And what was it called? Like the Soulja.
The Soulja.
Soulja Station or something.
Okay, but they do have a pretty fire name.
Oh, they could have just called it the Soulja Boy, like the Game Boy.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah, I think it was actually
called that.
I'm pretty
sure that actually called that.
I'm so smart.
Okay. Hi, smart. I'm Klaus. Klaus Meiner.
Yeah, the Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, more like Soulja Toy.
Stop.
No, I refuse. I'm the law of the lamb.
I've been playing a lot of Paladins recently. It's like Overwatch, if you're not familiar. And
the Soulja game.
That's terrible. That's a stupid name. But it's like, I usually play casual, but sometimes I play ranked with my friend. And people are just so toxic for no reason. I'm in like gold 4 or something. It's like.
And what?
Yeah, the internet be like that.
And it's like not even like that high Paladins.
Oh.
And it's not even like Grandma's that high back. Of a rank. What? And people are like, like, why are you feeding? You're so bad. I hate you. Kill yourself.
Are you winning, like, son?
And I'll have like 600 ping because that's how it is sometimes. And I'll just be like, I'm sorry. God, and there's this one dude. It doesn't matter. Stupid idiot.
Same.
Think about him all the time, don't you?
What?
So what if we gave like a small object to the principal whenever we shook his hand at the graduation ceremony? Like everyone gave something to him? So it was just having handfuls of random fucking items?
Implying that I will ever graduate.
Yikes.
Yeah, but if you don't graduate, hear me out, you can get the next class to do it too.
Sounds pretty suck.
I don't believe you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm confused.
Well, this reminds me of the summer of 67.
Oh, it was the summer of 69. Why can't I find a girl like that?
I miss my Jesse.
We should just make like a giant group chat and do that Nerf game, but like on a smaller scale. Okay. Like with just our friends.
Yeah, we could do like duos. Yo.
No, you could even do fucking solos.
I don't know about that. I feel like you'd have to do duos.
Yeah. But we could do it. And then the last.
Why can't I find another woman like that?
We could have like the last day be the first day of school.
Then we'd have to start like soon.
Yeah. I'm talking like Monday.
Yeah. School starts.
What are we doing?
In, school starts. School 10. 13 days. Yep.
Is it?
13 days. It starts on the 26th.
Huh.
What?
I don't think we'll actually start, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't believe in... Yeah, I don't
know. I have no idea, honestly.
Did you guys... You know that Georgia school that did the thing? That, like, went back? They have 9 cases.
Yeah.
And the whole... How big is the school, do you know?
Well, okay. I take that back. My statement should have been, in the photo that was released, 9 of those kids had COVID.
Word.
And that student that released the photo got suspended.
Yeah, Reddit moment.
Which is wacky, bro.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
You really live in a society. You think, like, people will get in trouble for, like... Eric's just having a stroke. He leans back in his chair and just goes, okay.
No, I'll tell you what happened, because I think it's fucking hilarious. Okay. So there's like a noise suppression thing on Discord, and I was testing it, and I could hear myself talk, but it kind of sounded like Quentin. So I thought Quentin was talking to me, but I was talking to myself because I'm retarded.
What? No, I get it.
I don't want to say.
Oh, you think people will get in trouble for like coughing on people?
Yes.
As a joke?
Yes, that's actually like people are getting arrested for that.
I think like if it was with like your friend, like if I like went over and coughed on you, you're not going to be in school, but like just as an example versus like, which I wouldn't because it's like not funny.
Right.
But if it was funny and if it did, it's like dumb. It's in theory, hypothetically, if I were to cough on you in school, would I be receiving any disciplinary actions from the administrators?
In this hypothetical world, I have a chance of hearing back from Twitch than I do having hearing back from our school administrators right now.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
I literally you know what I did? I emailed my fucking counselor, and my counselor was like, "Well, you see, we may not actually have an idea what the fuck we're doing until the week of school." So,
nice.
I don't know.
Same.
Like
everyone's. Well, yeah, everyone has that mentality that I've talked to. They're just like, yeah, I'll just show up and see what happens.
Yeah, I'll just not show up and see what happens.
I'll just not give a fuck.
Don't say that word.
What, give?
Yeah, that's offensive in 19 languages, including mine.
Huh?
Who?
Funny joke.
Yeah, funny. It's loud, so it's funny, guys.
Okay, yeah. No, seriously, though. Go into your Discord, right?
Okay.
And then, like, down where it says, like, voice connected just about, next to, like, the disconnect, there should be, like, a wacky symbol. And it's a noise suppression beta.
Yeah, it sounds gross. It's horrible.
I think it sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I've used it.
No, it sounds great. Cooper and I have tested it. That's absolutely amazing. I sound really good right now, right?
Hey guys, this is so awesome. Hey guys.
Hey, wait, guys, it mutes me too? Fun? Oh my god, that's why.
Dude, why is yours muting you?
Wait. That's was it dumb. Muting me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, whatever.
It works really well, but it sounds disgusting.
Like me.
What? Huh? Wait.
Because I work really well, but sound disgusting.
Do you?
Oh my god.
Huh?
I don't feel Grandpa like you sound Quentin. Disgusting. No, like genuine. What? Okay.
Okay, Gramps. Okay, it's 8 o'clock and maybe a little past your bedtime. Have you taken your 9-8 med?
I didn't take a fish oil pill last night.
Why do you take fish oil pills?
Because my triglycerides.
That's something you do when you're like 40.
Yeah, I'm fucking old.
Guys, I forgot to take my fish oil pills. If I act a little crazy, that's probably why.
No, I just like you saying that. I was like, oh shit.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm lighting an incense.
Yeah, incense? Isn't that what they gave Jesus?
Is it?
No, that was like.
That was like fucking 4 nails, bro.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Really?
Actually, it was only three.
Oh yeah.
How do you know that? Fucking...
Because I am an expert in ancient Roman.
Also,
torture.
My fucking incense won't fit in the damn thing.
Incense.
What are you saying? Incense.
There we go.
In sync.
I got my incense to fit in the.
What are you talking about? Are you putting like fish oil pills up your ass or something?
No, I was lighting an incense.
What does that mean?
Incense, oh, like the smelly incense. Stuff.
With the like the thing they gave
the
Jesus.
Smelly sticks.
A lot.
Yeah, look. Dude, okay. Now we've gone
Quentin,
to the madhouse.
Okay?
We've transitioned.
No. I want to get a poster instead of like the live, laugh, love. I just wanted to say alive. Aha, fuck.
I saw someone with that on the back of their car at Culver's.
I'm gonna put that on my car, bro. Before school starts.
I don't like that my laugh has turned into just wheeze. Like, have y'all know? I used to laugh like real laugh. Now I just go.
Oh my god! It just
cut out. That's how
R slash perfectly cut wheeze. That's like my favorite sub. R slash perfectly cut screams. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Did I show you the banana blender one?
No.
Hold up. Let me find it.
Wheeze commences.
Copy
paste. More like croppy.
That didn't work.
That's a Discord channel.
Yeah, I
what
don't.
What if I did an OnlyFans, but it was me hunting down pedophile?
What?
That's not an OnlyFans at all. That's just you hunting down pedophiles.
Well, what if I had a GoPro on and I put it on the OnlyFans?
What if I?
Why do I not hear anything?
Huh?
What?
Who?
I think this episode should be titled, huh? What? Who?
It should be called Just About Nursing Homes.
Yes. Yep, that's what it's going to be called.
Please watch the banana video, please, dude.
Alright, okay. Let me find it. Hold on. I have to open it on my phone, because it... Oh, you know what? It probably played on the podcast. Whoops. I'll just cut that out.
Oh, I love it so much.
Jesus Christ. Why are there three whole...
Wait, let me... Yeah, that's pretty good. Alright, what was that mean?
Thanks.
You're welcome. Y'all ever just train? I'm a train. Beep, 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 beep. Y'all ever just, yeah, y'all ever just, y'all ever, yeah, y'all ever, yeah.
Hope.
is this fucking turned into?
I don't know. Na 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 na
I thought that was pretty funny, Cooper. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
That wasn't even a joke. I didn't mean to make that noise.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
What if we got like 10 gallons of lube and just like put it all over the floors?
I think that's great. I think we could actually buy that, especially if we bought bulk.
I already have. Never mind. Yeah, we should buy some.
Okay.
I'm saying like that quantity.
Yeah, we'll definitely need to buy it, because we, yep. Here, what? I have the link saved. 1 second.
Wait, actually?
No, I don't have 5 gallons of lube at my house.
Bro, how did you get a receipt for that? I didn't know they sent receipts for that shit.
I lost
also, that was only $35. Bro, $7 a gallon ain't bad, though.
I lost it in the
barrel.
3 out of 5
ain't bad. What is that song?
I'm actually curious. Hey Google. Hey Google.
Oh, mine's not plugged in.
I have an Alexa.
Wait, I can use that other one that's just across the hall from me. Hey Google. Oh wait, mine's Alexa. Hey Alexa.
Of lube. Oh my god, you can buy 55 gallons of heavy duty lube for $4,000.
What? Wait, say the numbers again.
55
gallons.
For how much?
Oh my god. Hold on.
For how much?
Guys.
For how much?
You can buy 275 gallons of water-based personal lubricant.
For how much?
For $10,000.
Let's start a fundraiser.
That's a lot of money.
I think we
it's
can
lot,
do it.
It's a lot of lube.
That's true.
that's a lot.
It's
of
like
lube.
A swimming pool, dude.
How? Okay, hold on. How much is 200 and or not 270 gallons?
Can I like send out a?
Ooh, wow. So. What's 8 times 275?
8 times 2 times 75?
No, 8 times 275.
8 times 2 times 75? That's 2,200.
2,200 more.
That's
like
how many pounds of lube we would be getting.
That's a ton. That's a literal ton.
We'd be getting a ton of lube.
That's a lot.
All right, let's go start a GoFundMe.
Go lube me. Go lube me. That had a lot of tension. I don't know
it
why.
Did,
was
yeah.
that just me? Was that just me?
No, it did.
Okay.
We need to make... Okay, hear me out. If we spent like $10, right? And we made business cards. And we put them all around the school and all around with the GoFundMe link. I think we could get $10,000.
Okay.
If everyone donated $1, 10,000 people donated $1, we could easily do it.
We don't have any... We don't even have 1,000. Like, there's an issue
like,
there.
We have like 20,000 people in.
Oh, in. Okay. I thought you meant in the school.
Oh, well, yeah. Everyone in the school donated $10, dude. We'd be fucking set.
No. Some people in our school don't even have $10.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. So we go rob people for $10,000. And then we.
Get into the terrorist side again. Let's tone it down.
Oh, okay. Actually, it's going to be like. Oh, no, it's still going to be about 2,000 or 10,000. Because it's going to be $250 for shipping.
Well, I'll see you next episode while we continue to talk about the logistics of shipping gallons upon gallons of lube. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
That's Bye. A ton of lube.